actually it's commendable, but the unfortunate part is that it might be the last batch, since obviously they've sustained it for the next coming rounds.
As you mentioned, we see that the Global Fund itself has suspended its funding. How much will this impact places like Zimbabwe, which is in need of these funds?
I believe it will be a very negative impact, because the impact would be, I think, catastrophic in actual fact. Because you see that most of the programs that are currently running are running on donor funds, and most of these funds are coming from the Global Fund. And obviously the consequences of the suspension of funding would be disastrous to all these programs, and it's going to put a lot of lives at risk at the end of the day. Because the government itself is not able to sustain any of these programs. At the end of the day, it's going to actually reverse the gains that have already been made in the fight against HIV and AIDS, particularly within the health sector. And I shudder to think what is going to happen to all the number of people that are already on free government ARVs. Because currently the pool or the sources of funding for government are limited, and there's other training issues that it's concentrating on rather than these issues of health.